This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Now, if it seems like I'm going to spend a lot of time on Weinstein, because this is the type of people right now that's trying to lecture us and guilt us into accepting gun control. They can't actually get what they want. Not unless we give it to them. That just wouldn't work. They can't get... they don't have the votes to push any of their agenda. So the only way to do it is to guilt us. And that's what we are talking about here. Now, when they walk the red carpet and they're gathering to pay tribute to their own virtue, while lecturing the rest of us about our moral and political sins, an image comes to mind for me now. Jesters. That's the first thing I think about when Hollywood award shows come on TV. A dance of medieval jesters in motley and harlequin, wearing curly-toed boots upon their two left political feet. They scamper excitedly upon that red carpet, chatting with celebrity journos, and later they hold golden trophies and they make fine speeches. Now, not all of Hollywood is a farcical grotesquerie, but the overwhelming leftist virtue signaling becomes unbearable. With every award show, a mummer's farce as jesters heap glory upon themselves and their lords. A dark lord, like Harvey Weinstein, a Hollywood lord without peer. They feared him and they loved him as the fearful and broken love those with absolute power over them. He was someone who could do wonders for the careers if only they would submit and serve his appetites. Meryl Streep, in what is now a cringeworthy moment, said it best when accepting a 2012 Golden Globe Award for her portrayal of Lady Margaret Thatcher in a Harvey Weinstein-produced film, Iron Lady. She thanked her agent, Kevin Huvane, and one other. She thanked God, or Harvey Weinstein. She said, to great applause, the Punisher Old Testament, I guess. Weinstein had built a reputation as a punisher, but God? Perhaps that word came to her mind because he could reach down and bend and shape not only American culture from the silver screen, but shape and twist careers too. So who said Hollywood irony was dead? Weinstein indeed was a lord of Hollywood, a lord of culture, with celebrities and democratic politicians sucking up to him for political funds and to access the flame of celebrity and journalists with dreams of Hollywood screenwriting, cash, and glory. All of them stuck like crumbs to his chubby little hands. Then came the expose in the New York Times, revealing that he is a serial sexual abuser of women. And the creepy cliche of the king of the casting couch became flesh once again. And more came out in the Times the other day. A series of actresses from Angelina Jolie to Gwyneth Paltrow talking publicly about harassment at Weinstein's hands. Streep and several others have now properly denounced Weinstein as disgusting. And his pet Democrats like Hillary Clinton and the Obamas have finally come out with belated safe statements and condemnation. But nobody knew anything, right? So many have been jabbering that they knew nothing, absolutely nothing, that they never heard it, never suspected, and never ever it countenanced it. You get the sense that Weinstein's behavior was a secret to all those good people in Tinseltown and their counterparts in New York. you know, Courtney Love, who is, you know, and I, to a degree, I think we're sort of, I'm guilty of it, certainly. I always thought of Courtney Love as a drugged out zombie to a certain degree. Her band, Hole, had a few good hits and everything, but I think she was primarily famous for being married to Kurt Cobain. And in 2005, she said, when asked what advice would she give to a young up-and-coming female on how to be this or that, she said, I wouldn't go to a private party in a hotel room at the Four Seasons with Harvey Weinstein. And I'm sure everybody looked at it and said, oh, that drug-abusing Courtney Love. But guess what? She was right. What if Harvey Weinstein was the one that Sean Young was talking about when she was getting into her own little weaknesses and everything else? This doesn't make it any less true, especially if you're dealing with these people that have these weaknesses, these insecurities. Now, as far as the fearing of him, a quick hint of how that works was offered by Saturday Night Live boss Lorne Michaels. Days after the Weinstein story broke, even though SNL had jokes and skits ready to mock him, just as SNL had mocked Republicans like Donald Trump for boorishness. But they didn't touch Weinstein in that first show after the story broke. They shelved the Weinstein bits, although with Gal Gadot of the Wonder Woman as the guest star, it would have been easy to do a Harvey Weinstein among the Amazon skit with plenty of screaming. The Amazons have very special treatment for men like Harvey Weinstein. But what was Lorne Michaels' explanation for leaving Weinstein alone? It's a New York thing, he told a reporter. A New York thing and a Hollywood thing, where friends protect friends, and still it was known to leading Hollywood actresses and their leading men, known to other producers and journalists for decades and decades and decades. The New York Times deserves credit for finally breaking the story, but it doesn't come away clean either, as former Times writer Sharon Waxman claims that she had the goods on Weinstein in 2004. So for 13 more years, he's been allowed to victimize people. She now says that Weinstein, using connections and getting stars like Matt Damon and Russell Crowe to call on his behalf, put his advertising weight upon the story until the paper gutted her piece. The Times denies this, and an editor suggested that Waxman did not have the story nailed down, which is hilarious coming from these guys. If this were a gun issue, they wouldn't worry about it being nailed down. They wouldn't even research it. They would just put out whatever somebody else was putting out. But this one, we didn't do the due diligence. But there are many stories coming out now that it's safe. And writing in New York Magazine, Rebecca Traister, whose boyfriend was grabbed in a headlock after the fat producer allegedly screamed obscenities and spit at her, explained it all in a paragraph. Back then, Harvey could spin or suppress anything. There were so many journalists on his payroll working as consultants on movie projects or as screenwriters or for his magazine. And it comes back to this, his leftist media connections, his leftist political connections, his power, his celebrity virtue signaling defenders. And women knew that if they stood up to him, they'd be crushed by his leftist army as it protected itself and their source of nourishment, which was Weinstein. They protected Bill Clinton the same way. And now they're all jesters, aren't they? They're holding rattles and shaking them in ostentatious anger as Harvey shrieks and quakes and is devoured. They're probably writing movie treatments for a story. But before the Harvey Weinstein movie wins an Oscar, I must apologize to the medieval jesters for comparing them to the Hollywood types. Medieval jesters wrote their own material, and jesters took their own risks. My deepest apologies, jesters. My deepest apologies. These are the ones that want to be your moral compass. And at the same time, if your daughter went out there and she was a semi-good-looking girl, she might have come across Weinstein. And it would have been okay, whatever he did. It would have been okay. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Every time we have a shooting like what happened in Las Vegas, I struggle to figure out what I should say or should I say anything about it. I mean, words are really very inadequate for that kind of thing. There is evil in the world. What is shocking to me, however, is that the left, or for the left, evil realizes merely another opportunity for them to score some political points. And the reaction is to immediately, indeed, instantaneously instantaneously, politicize the most heinous crime without pausing to learn the facts. Unless, of course, the murderer appears to be Muslim. And then we must not jump to conclusions. The dead were still being identified when the leftist politicians and celebrities and pundits and activists began blaming the carnage on anyone who did not endorse the standard left-wing agenda. Even though none of the panaceas advanced by the Democratic politicians would have stopped Paddock, who showed no signs of mental illness, radical political sentiments, or criminal intent, from committing a mass murder. Television host Jimmy Kimmel, who used to have women search the front of his pants for what he had hidden in his pants, said that GOP leaders should pray for forgiveness for letting the gun lobby run this country. If you meant the NRA, they barely break into the top 500 political contributors nationally, and the NRA is actually tens of millions of peaceful, law-abiding people across the nation who actually has only 5 million paying members. South African comedian Trevor Noah of The Daily Show went even further. He said he'd never been to a country where people are as afraid to speak about guns. And he said that on national TV to every American who tuned in. Lefty columnists Nicholas Kristof and Richard Cohen regurgitated their usual proposals for restricting gun ownership, even though those proposals would not have impeded Paddock. And their objective is not to win votes for Democrats. It is to write out of polite society anyone who doesn't share their views. To the left, Paddock wasn't responsible for the atrocity in Las Vegas. It was those who don't believe in taking away guns from everyone else in America. The left believes that every gun owner is complicit in the Las Vegas murder or any other murder of that type. And if they were serious, they would try to understand the facts of crime. Paddock gave off no obvious warning signals. The only way to prevent him from owning a weapon would have been to stop every American from owning a weapon. Of course, that's the point. Anyone seriously concerned about violence knows that none of the usual panaceas would do much to reduce gun deaths. Gun restrictions in countries such as Australia and Great Britain didn't end gun-related crime. Assault weapon is a fake category cooked up for political purposes. Most guns are semi-automatics. Silencers don't enable the James Bond wannabes to silently kill. They only modestly reduce the noise. Purchase limits won't stop a criminal from planning ahead. Any competent person can quickly swap out gun magazines. Gun shows account for only a small percentage of sales, and dealers still must follow the usual rules. Machine guns are extremely hard to obtain, and the legally owned ones have been used in crime only 3 times since 1934. And there are also many other ways to kill. European terrorists have perfected the use of the common truck against the pedestrian crowd. If you'll notice, in Europe, they're trying to do away with traffic in the inner cities, to do away with congestion, so lots of pedestrians. The other thing they refuse to acknowledge on the left is the benefit of gun ownership of millions of Americans. Guns provide protection, especially for poorer Americans who live in neighborhoods who receive less police attention. They are also widely used for sport, from hunting to target shooting. That doesn't mean there aren't problems that we should address. One is crime. Gun control would ensure that only criminals had guns. We need to do better at keeping guns out of the hands of criminals instead of harassing the law-abiding. We should also focus on protecting people from criminals, whatever their weapon of choice. Unfortunately, all too often the left use the killers as victims. Gangs are an incubator of crime, including gun violence, and the problem has been exacerbated by the illegal entry of violent gang members from Central America. Gun control for the law-abiding won't stop these guys either. Women need improved protection from domestic violence. A knife, a fist, a flower pot can kill. 2/3 of gun-related deaths are from suicide, and someone determined to end his or her life won't stop even if no guns are available. We need to better help people, especially members of vulnerable groups like veterans. And the most important thing we could do is learn the lesson from the tragedy. Paddock discovered a particularly effective way to murder. Choose a hotel overlooking a large open public space. Now, how do we protect against a terrorist band using the same technique? The shooting in Las Vegas was a horrendous example of the persistence and power of evil. And some things just can't be explained. There are sometimes no answers to the questions that are asked about why this happened this way. Why did this happen that way? What was the motive? And even if they can't be explained, they should not be politicized. Now, me and you, and people who vote the way we do, people who own the things we own, we are not responsible for Stephen Paddock. Stephen Paddock is responsible for Stephen Paddock. I say that because we need to be pushing back against these people. I saw today where Dana Loesch, who I'm not a big fan of Dana Loesch, I won't kid you. It has nothing to do with her capability as an individual or anything else. I just, the thing that she was hired to do in certain cases, I think is a little out of her depth. But she's being threatened for being a pro-gun advocate, for being a member of NRA, for being a the face of NRA carry guard. And it is so bad that she's having to move, and she has children and all this other stuff, and I've been in that position before. I've been threatened before. The only difference is you know, most of the people that want to threaten me, they claim to be pacifistic tree-hugger types, and I claim to be the exact opposite, which means that if they do come in on me, it's not going to be one of these things where, oh, no, it's going to be more to the point. It's going to be bad. It's going to be real bad for them if they come in on me. So I don't, with that kind of thing, I don't sit back and say, oh, well, I've got to move or I've got to give in, because I'm not going to do that. But to that end, just makes me sort of wonder. What do you do in those cases? Do you move or do you stay and fight? I would stay and fight. But I don't blame Ms. Loesch for moving on. The best gunfight is one you don't get in. So maybe she's being more prudent than I would be. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Lock and Load. Another reminder, lockandloadradio.com is going away Saturday. I'm sure it will still be up there, but it should be redirecting to the new website, lockandloadradio.com. It's not that big of a change, but the way the website is designed and everything should be better. And I'm looking forward to some of the stuff we're going to be able to do with this website that I could not do with the other one. Although the other one has been a godsend the entire time it has been up there, all 5 years of it. So, this coming Saturday, the old goes away and is replaced with the new. Now, the bump stock consideration. The ATF is coming out about this, and the official who was in charge of determining the legality has come out to defend their initial ruling in the face of fierce criticism after the shooting in Las Vegas. Rick Vasquez is the assistant chief of the firearm technology branch at the time of the slide fire bump stock evaluation in 2010. He told the Trace and that he and other analysts conducted extension tests on the devices, which use recoil for semi-automatic rifles to make them fire at nearly the same rate as a fully automatic weapon, which is not entirely true. It's about half. Earlier this month, Las Vegas police found that bump stocks were fashioned rifles used by gunmen to kill 58 people and injure hundreds more as they continue to push that line about he injured hundreds. I think hundreds were injured. I think a lot of them got injured getting away. Back in 2010, after months of testing, the ATF concluded that the bump stock did not turn semi-automatic weapons into fully automatic weapons, as the trigger still had to be engaged in order for the weapon to fire. Vasquez said, "We could not find a way to classify it as a machine gun." He also shared with the Trace a document in which he explained the agency's decision. And the crux of the argument went as follows. The slide fire does not fire automatically with a single pull function of the trigger. It is designed to reciprocate back and forth from the inertia of the fire ground. When firing a weapon with a slide fire, the trigger finger sits on a shelf and the trigger is pulled into the trigger finger. Once the rifle fires the weapon, due to the push and pull action of the stock on the rifle will reciprocate sufficiently to recock and reset the trigger. It then reciprocates forward, and the freshly cocked weapon fires again when the trigger strikes the finger in its up forward travel. After a lengthy analysis, ATF could not classify the slide fire as a machine gun or a machine gun conversion device, as it did not fit the definition of a machine gun as stated in the GCA and NFA. That is essentially a statement that says, by law, based upon the definitions that everybody has defaulted to for all of this time, the Gun Control Act and the National Firearms Act, this is not a machine gun, which we all knew. I knew it. The ATF then sent Texas company Slidefire a determination letter stating that the bump stock devices would be categorized as attachments and thus legal to sell. And then they were sold for 7 years with no incident, and then we have an incident. And that decision is now being fiercely criticized by Democrats and Republicans alike, and some have introduced bipartisan legislation that would ban the devices. Paul Ryan and the National Rifle Association said they should conduct an immediate regulatory review. Ryan said that. He said, we think the regulatory fix is the smartest, quickest fix, and I'd frankly like to know how it happened in the first place. Well, it happened by law, because the NFA and Gun Control Act both specify exactly what a machine gun is, a fully automatic weapon. This is not. During an appearance on CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday, NRA Chief Executive Wayne LaPierre blamed the ATF for blurring the line between semi-automatic and fully automatic weapons. He said it's illegal to convert a semi-automatic to a fully automatic. ATF needs to do its job. They need to look at this and do its job. Okay, once again, they did look at it. And by law, do you honestly believe that the ATF would not sit back there and call something a machine gun if they could? Do you not think that? The ATF is primarily a clerical organization. Primarily what they do is they go to FFLs, and unless you're giving away guns, unless you're selling guns knowingly, and unless you're doing them without doing background checks, they have to allow you to fix your mistakes. They're not even that omnipotent to where they can take away FFLs just based upon that kind of thing. They did exactly what they should have done. Now, LaPierre and Cox issued a joint statement that blamed the ATF and threw a shade at former President Barack Obama. Despite the fact that the Obama administration approved the sale of bump fire stocks on at least two occasions, the NRA is calling for the ATF to immediately review whether these devices comply with federal law. Vasquez said he found the comments troubling and defended the agency's ruling. We did the right thing by the letter of the statutes. There's a tragedy that happened and nothing can change that, but to try to put the blame on us, it really irritates me. And for the first time ever in my life, here we have a man saying we did it by the letter of the law, and they did. The nation of laws prevails. And to get out there and think that you cannot take anything out there and kill somebody with it, prostitute its purpose and kill somebody with it, commit crime with it, is the stupidest of the naive. And if I were to think it was naive, that's one thing. But I know the Democrats are just looking for the low-hanging fruit. The Republicans, on the other hand, you guys should be beaten with chains. It's not going to go anywhere. And if the grassroots gets a hold of you and comes after you in your district, what are you going to do? Are you going to say, well, we tried to get rid of bump fire stocks, we tried to do this one good thing? Because, remarkably, you haven't done anything else. If you look at the people that are proposing this on the Republican side of the House, they're nobodies. Unless they're your congressman, you've never heard of them. And that's the majority of the House of Representatives. They're all nobodies. You know, besides being elected and making $180,000 a year. Vasquez added that Obama had nothing to do with the approval process and noted the former president advocated for stricter gun regulations during his tenure, but he also reiterated that he and his team consulted all applicable laws when determining the bump stock legality. And when asked if the devices should now be banned, Vasquez said, it's not my place to make that call. So here we have, and you know, a broken clock is right twice a day, folks. Here you have an ATF official who they actually did something correctly for a change, which is not necessarily that they found it was okay to sell them. Don't get me wrong. They looked at the law as it applied to the application. And within the law, which states basically that a machine gun is a weapon that is mechanically altered to a way to where if you pull the trigger, you do not have to, you can just hold on to that trigger and it's going to continuously fire. Hence, machine gun. They looked at that, and then they looked at what this thing did, where every time the gun went off, the trigger was being pulled. And this is just essentially, you know, it worked the same way as those, remember those balls on the rubber band with the paddle balls? Inertia. Same way, same thing. And everybody's coming out saying they need to relook at it. They looked at it. Does anybody honestly believe that the ATF would not ban something if they could? Do you believe that? Do you believe that if they could not restrict something or regulate something, they wouldn't? And they looked at this, and I don't know how long they went through this process, but they did. They went all the way through it, and when they came out on the other side, it was an accessory. It's still an accessory. So, if they go and look at it, I don't know why they should have to look at it again. Just because everybody's calling for them to do it, they don't have to. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org. Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him.
Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Last time on the firing line. I can't believe I missed a show because I kicked a heavy bag. That hurt. Need to do that more often. Except I need to kick a softer heavy bag that is not as heavy. I'm writing all this down, don't worry. If you get named to Salon's list of the 25 conservatives actually worth following on Twitter, you should consider that either a grievous insult or certification that you sort of suck. Salon is saying that you're not a carrier of a hardcore conservative contagion and that the liberal establishment doesn't need to worry about you. And at best, Salon doesn't think you're a threat. And I want to be a threat. At worst, it considers you a fellow traveler, and some of these electees really are straight-up Frito-cons. You see the same thing with the true conservative lineup at the New York Times. That's where you find the king of crease slacks, lib-licking David Brooks in a perpetual tizzy about normal Americans wanting to be left alone by the finger-wagging likes of him and his cocktail comrades. There's also Brett Stevens, who also told his New York Times readers that the Second Amendment needs to be repealed because that's totally a right-wing thing. Apparently the Times had trouble finding a conservative who supports gun rights. Maybe they should leave Manhattan and look around a little bit. You know what you won't find in the major papers or on the mainstream networks besides timely exposés of Democrat mega-donors who are also mega-perverts? You won't find a conservative columnist who doesn't foam at the mouth over Donald Trump and who actually supports conservative policies. Instead, you find a bunch of journalistic jabs because the left is hiring them know that squishies are going to squish. And I don't like to sit around and tell my enemy when he's making a mistake, but because the media only hires the nominal conservative type, who already agree with the left, leftists have no idea what the real conservatives think or why. And that's the reason they end up baffled when they lose and lose and lose again. I know that Pantsuit was also stupid and drunk, but you get the point. As Sun Tzu observed, and I believe this is a verbatim translation from the original Chinese text, a wise general must seek to know and understand the true nature and schemes of his enemy, lest he end up as forlorn and humiliated as a foxy fern in the Miramax head office. That was unfair for some of those selectees to get stuck on the Salon list. You just don't live a thing like that down. I've read some of their stuff, like some of their stuff. Some got listed solely because of their never Trump bona fides. And Salon's West skewing audience won't like much of what they say besides impeach. Rick Wilson is a super conservative. He's just to test Trump. Same with Ben Howe. By the way, always include the hashtag MAGA in tweets to Tom Nichols because he just loves that. Others on the list are real conservatives too, just like a Trump contempt rating from very to hyper. Like Noah Rothman or S.E. Cup or Ala Pundit. Kate Timpth's skewed glasses, quirky conservative vibe is less political than cultural. The grumbling curmudgeon of the First Amendment Pope hat isn't a conservative at all. Although, I guess if you really like free speech, that makes you one. And I don't always agree with some of these people, but these and several others don't deserve this dishonorable honor. They ought to demand their removal because getting validated by Solana is a lot like being photographed high-fiving Harvey Weinstein. It's probably good for the left to be exposed to these people, even if reading only them would give the average bubble-dwelling Prius-driving prog nerd the false impression that most conservatives are sad that Trump won. In 1 week, Trump crushed the cultural left in the battle of the NFL, decertified Iran, pulled us out of the PLO-hugging fiasco that is UNESCO, gutted Obamacare, and dissed that simpering weasel Bob Corker. Are we sad? No, we're thrilled. You just never know it. Only following Salon-approved pundits. Salon thinks leftists should follow these folks because of diversity. But to the leftist, diversity means a diverse group of people who all agree with the left. Other Salon superstars are sort of like ciphers. Who is this Tim Carlson guy again? I tried to look him up. Couldn't find anything about him. Somebody named Brandt apparently exists too. There's a tweet that they had to reprint. The president is a fascist. I guess whoever Brandt is provides a thoughtful conservative counterpoint to the liberal position that Trump is the Antichrist. But much of the Salon list is composed of quintessential Frito-cons, the formerly respected conservatives, who woke up one morning and found that actual conservative voters were tired of waiting and waiting and waiting for them to actually fight the culture war. These guys were always fundraising, all promising to wage. Naturally, Crystal and Podhoretz are there, representing the cutting edge of conservatism circa 2008. They get called neocons a lot because that's a dumb and meaningless term. These are unworthy inheritors of conservative cred. They really ought to be known as nepocons. Why do I always hear the Love Boat theme whenever I see these captains of conservative ink out there? John Weaver, whose bio begins, John Weaver was a strategist for John McCain and John Kasich before becoming a CNN contributor. For an actual conservative seeing that, you sort of sit back and say, why is he bragging about that? Is he bragging or complaining? David Frum is listed to reassure leftists that maybe someday we'll return to the status quo ante where the Republicans understand that their proper role is to be the Democrats' principled punching bag. Anna Navarro is on the list, too, because it's a list of Salon-approved conservatives, and of course she's on the list. But what is missing is actual conservatives who generally support the president that we elected. There are a few people out there. But instead we get Salon selectees like Jennifer Rubin, the WAPO's shrill, naggy voice of every leftist favorite point of conservatism, the limp, ineffectual kind. If you listen to her, why would you ever listen to her? Conservatism means being against the Iran deal when Obama struck it and for it when Trump struck it down for the sole reason that it was Trump doing the striking. What's risking a nuke over Tel Aviv when Trump is... Well, I mean, you should never Trump. The conservatism the mainstream media pushes is really, it really conservatism. The rest of us have moved on from the old conservatives as submissive bow-tied weenies model. When Trump tweeted something about broadcast licensing at the week of yet another media lie, the Wisconsin's freaked because they always freak. But for a conservative, we yawn because we learn that Trump vents and we know that there's exactly 0% chance Trump would actually do it. But if Warren said it, you'd go nuts. The conservative fuss budget sputtered, and that's true because we know Elizabeth Warren would totally do it. The Democrats have already voted to repeal the First Amendment. So us unsalon sanctioned conservatives don't serve the leftist media's purposes because we refuse to come running when they call. But when they clap their hands, there's always some pseudo-con eager to please, and the please hire me cons capering and clowning for the leftist approval is getting embarrassing. If these fake conservatives can serve nothing else, at least they should try and conserve some of their dignity. No wonder the left is such a cute, skewed version of modern conservatism. Leftists never hear from a conservative who can string a sentence together. Too often, if there's any dissent at all, it comes from some bizarre one-off novelty act. The media sometimes adds to panels already groaning under the weight of a half dozen anti-Trump meat puppets. And we're also joined by Homer Gumbo, winner of WKHJ's I'll Tattoo Anything on My Forehead for $10 contest, and potential Trump supporter once he completes his probation and regains his voting privileges. Now, Anna, first question to you. How much worse than Hitler is Donald Trump for tweeting that the GOP Congress should keep his promise to repeal Obamacare? The simple fact is that Salon's list, the mainstream media panels, and the editorial pages don't want straight-up conservatives. They want leftists, or at least anti-Trumpers, to reaffirm their customers' pre-existing prejudice. Because they're not well-known for enjoying being challenged with new ideas. And it's all part of a campaign to construct a safe space for the triggered libs, but their ostrich strategy is not going to help them. It just makes them less and less able to respond effectively to what we're offering, since they have no clue what we are offering. About half of America likes what Trump is doing, and if you only read Salon or the New York Times or WAPO, you have no idea why that is. And that's okay with us. We're always pointing out how that's how you got Trump, but they never listen. And they never listen because they don't want to hear us. And thanks to the mainstream media, they don't have to. So when Trump is reelected in 2020, their shock and dismay will be all that much sweeter. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock. Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.